Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to All Things Matter on Ear Candy Radio. We come on every Thursday. Time is a little shaky, but we come on, we're supposed to come on at 8 o'clock. So just be sure to tune in every Thursday from about 8 to 10. We'll be on there during those hours. But today, we got a very dope, super dope special interview. I got my guy, Flames of God, in the building. Yes. And this interview is long overdue, you guys. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to play one of his songs, and we're going to get straight into it. So y'all stay tuned, and make sure y'all thank Flames of God. Congratulations. We're going to lie out here, y'all.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in them pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish. You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in them pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish. I can't believe all them likes on the gram. When I go back, I'm marking you with spam. You had me hyped up, I was like, damn. Now I gotta dodge you like a ram. That profile don't even exist. Get a job at a circus for them tricks. Thought you was sick, but you looking like six. You say your name Nicole, but you looking like Chris.
Oh God.
You should go to jail for them filters. You said hi, that face was unfamiliar. I'm mad that I gave you them likes. And you smile cause you know it weren't right. I'm blocking you soon as we leave. You wear a mask and a wig and a weave. Same cut as me getting lined up by weeds. Crazy thing about you is all make believe. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in them pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish. On IG, you swear you had it bad. I seen you in life, you made me laugh. Little cousin's shoes smelling like trash. You say your diamonds water, you don't even take a bath. You don't got bars, you ain't never did a show. You ain't trying to rap, you just want to get a hoe. How you fucking trapping, waiting on to feel your foe? You ain't fucking balling, you ain't never at the stove. Check my paperwork, I'm the prime investor. Your whole crew broke, I'll catch a ride together. You should've tucked it in, try to hide it better. You'll run for your life, pull out this diamond tester. You was standing on that chair looking tall as fuck. Got a hat in every picture, know you bought as fuck. You was quiet, we was walking up. You couldn't box a guy, you ain't tall enough, God. You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in them pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish. You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in them pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish.
Hey, it was not how you look in them pics. I know that's right, y'all. We are back with All Things Matter with our special guest today, Flames of God. And that was just his song, Catfish. Hey, I'm feeling that song, y'all. Real talk, because what's so ironic is that was actually going to be my topic today. I just wanted to put out there, and I want you to answer this real quick for me, and then we're going to get into the interview. But how do y'all feel? Like, boom. Okay, you get with a girl. You know, she looks, she's bad. She's bad, bad. You know what I'm saying? She got her hair done nice. Her face looking nice. But then you start noticing, like, okay, every time I see her, she got on makeup. She got a face full of makeup. She got weaves in. She's always wearing heels. You know, she's always, like, just made up. And is it wrong for you to let her, to ask her, you know, I need to see you out. Any of that weave, any of the makeup, any of anything. I just want to see you normal before I commit to this relationship.
Yeah, for sure. You can't just, I need to know the real you before I can feel you, you know?
Right.
You know, can't catfish me.
So obviously, have you been catfished before?
Anybody can get catfished. Everybody got catfished before, I think, for sure. All them filters, everything on Facebook, you can catfish anything.
Right. Shit, I got catfish before I was even a cat, before I was even a filter. I'm Miss Teresa. We don't talk about that right now, though.
That's the thing, though. This is how you figure out the catfish. They got all face pictures. If they don't go down, you don't know how their body looks.
Right.
It's catfish.
Okay.
Catfish and season.
Okay. And real quick, too, what's up? Like, how do you feel about the BBW? Because I feel like you either love them or you hate them. So, how you feel? You cool with a little bit of extra meat and stretch marks and all that good stuff?
Yeah, that's cool. Everybody's supposed to love this. You know, just don't be unhealthy. You feel me? You can be big, but don't be unhealthy. Don't make yourself so big you can't run up the steps or something. You feel me?
Right.
Make sure you're healthy. All
right. There
ain't no problem with no weight. You need healthy. All right,
that's the best, folks. Hey, Blanco Gosh, hey, down with the BB Dub. Shout out to BB Dub. Okay, so I do want to get into this interview because, like I said, this is long overdue. I feel like you are literally one of the hardest working people as far as artists in the city. And this ain't just because you're sitting on my couch. I don't go around telling people this. But literally, you always have something going on. You've been sponsored with me a couple times before. And that's why I said this interview is long overdue because I feel like we just always kind of miss each other with our interviews. Yeah, both of us. So you definitely, you're doing your thing. I'm going to ask you about these donuts, though.
Ooh.
What's up with these goats? Because I know everybody was posting pictures of goats online. Like, who the hell got goats in the hood?
I had to bring the goats in the hood, you know. I'm saying I'm the goat, so I had to play with goats in the hood. So, you know, it caused a lot of controversy. They're like, what these goats doing in the hood? It was crazy, you know what I mean? But it's in the way, you know what I'm saying? You got to be a goat, be great.
And that's very interesting, too, because, you know, they say, you know, the company that you keep is pretty much how... Okay, so pretty much you're going to be the average of your friends.
Right.
So if you got all poor friends, all broke friends, you're pretty much going to be probably broke over right along with them.
Right.
So you're playing with ghosts out here.
Right.
So you're playing with ghosts.
Yeah, you can't play with
regular
people. I'm playing with ghosts.
You playing with ghosts out here. Okay, that's dope. So what inspired you? Is that because, of, you know, that's a new thing going around. Everybody saying, you know, like, for instance, Ron's a ghost.
Right.
Is that what inspired you to name this album?
No. For real, I feel like, in my own lane, I'm the greatest at what I do because I ain't in nobody's lane. So
right.
I feel like I'm a goat. And why not play with the goats for real? You feel me?
Right. So tell me, like, what do you feel like is so different about the way you go at your music versus other people in the city?
Because I don't want to sound like nobody else. I don't want to use the same producers. I just want to be different. And I think that's what makes you really stick out. You can't just rap with everybody and do what everybody does. You're going to be the same. No reason to even perform.
Right. Okay, so how many albums have you came out with so far?
Ooh, like a nine.
Okay, this your ninth, so this right here is your ninth album.
This is number nine.
Okay. So like who do you have any features on this album?
Not for real. I got a singer on there, Ari Brock, he on there, and I got Kevin Gates' brother, he on the intro of the Goat song.
Okay.
He talking on the intro.
Shout out to Ari Brock. She is another hardworking artist in the city of Akron. She dope. It's the thing. She's putting her ass off. I like her a lot. Also, since we're talking about hardworking artists, I want to shout out Emerald Nikki. She is definitely one of the hardest working female artists out here, too. And can you just tell the people, you know, why is it so important that you really, you know, you have to do a lot when it comes to putting your music out here, including advertising. You know what I'm saying? You don't just stop at your music. Like I said, this show, what? Third time sponsoring with Ear Candy Radio. So, like, tell people why is it so important to actually be about your music?
Because people think it is all about music, but music is really, you promote your brand. You got to sell yourself. You ain't just promoting music. They want to know you. They want to see you out here playing out here. You just making music in the basement.
Right.
So you got to really use the money and push it with your words. Make it happen. Make it make sense to it.
Okay, so tell me, what do you feel like the biggest move that you made so far has been that you haven't told nobody yet? You know what I'm saying? Like, that people know. What's the biggest move you've made so far in your career?
Probably right now, just working with Kevin Gates right now.
Okay.
So that's kind of a big deal. I ain't dropped a song yet, but you know what I'm saying? We about to drop some.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about that. Like, how did you get into working with Kevin Gates?
First, I was on Instagram. And I was sending his brother songs because that's his personal DJ. He was like, yeah, I like this. And then I'm like, man, what would you do to host my mixtape? He was like, yeah, I'll just host it. You don't got to give me nothing. He's like, I like your music. And we started rocking like that. And
wow.
And since it's been going. I got backstage with him in Columbus and everything.
Okay. So you actually, like, have songs that you did with Kevin Gates and everything?
Right.
That's big. Who in the city got a song with Kevin Gates? Like, oh God. So, I'm proud of you. I gotta definitely say that I'm proud of you. Like, I see you doing your thing. You always just working, always grinding. I'm super proud of you. So you have also faced a lot of adversity too, you know, doing your thing. For instance, I know somebody set the van for a man on fire. You wanna talk about that a little bit? Like, how did you overcome that?
It's like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be a hater to burn anybody's stuff up or mess up anybody's stuff. So obviously you're doing something right.
Right.
You feel me? So you know what I'm saying? You can't do the small things to the giant. Keep pushing. Wake up. We see who we pull up in next.
Okay. Did you ever find out who it was that did that?
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk
about that. Oh, I ain't gonna ask you to drop my name. You know, I'm doing
none of that.
Okay. Hey, for sure. Karma definitely will come back around. Okay, now this question comes directly from one of, I don't know if they're a fan of yours or if they just, I don't know how they feel about questions,
right.
But they want to know, they feel like you only date white girls.
No. I really go out vibes.
Mm-hmm.
If your vibe cool, we can vibe out, you know what I'm saying? I don't discriminate.
Okay, that's what a couple people was asking. Yeah, they wanted me to ask you on the show, do you like the black women?
Right. Yeah. I like all races. You feel me? As long as we can vibe. One thing I don't like negative attitudes, bad energies around me. You feel me? If I feel the bad energy, I don't even like being around.
Interesting. So do you feel like black women are more negative, have more negative vibes?
No, it's the way you carry yourself. Everybody's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just can't, you know. You gotta be positive. You can't just have a negative attitude and think you're gonna get something out of life. You gotta work for it.
Okay, so speaking of you know, females and all that, are you currently in a relationship right now?
Well, we don't speak about that just for the fact that when you're in a relationship, people want to be in your business, and then they attack. You feel me? They attack your girl because they know, oh, you know, he did this and did that,
right?
Or she did this and did that. You feel me? Sometimes you gotta keep it quiet, not even to be, you know what I'm saying, about no Facebook or none of that, because people like to attack. I barely post my kids on Facebook because, you know what I'm saying, anybody can say anything and it go in a negative way, you feel me?
True. I mean, but I do think that is also one thing that comes with being in the spotlight, being an artist. Like, your fans just don't want to know more about you.
Right.
You know, not necessarily. You got to put all your business out there, your kids and everything.
Right.
But, you know, like, that's pretty general if you're in a relationship or not because, you know, maybe somebody ready to shoot their shot.
Right. You gotta keep them together.
Okay, I feel that. That ain't nothing wrong with it. So, this is from the fans. I have to ask it. So, what's your type?
What's my type?
Mm-hmm. Like, what attracts you to a woman? What will get your interest? Like you said, you gotta work for it.
Like, you really gotta. I don't know. I like motivation. Like, if you motivated, because I'm a very motivated person, I don't just want to. You know what I'm saying? We ain't just about just having no sex time. We can do more than that. Let's build something. Let's do something more. If you're ready to build, we can do something.
Okay. All right, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me, in regards to this album, Playing With Ghosts, what's your favorite track off of it?
Ooh. So my favorite, I like the whole album, you know. But as far as, it matters what mood I'm in, really.
Okay.
No matter what mood I'm in, I just move for everything.
You feel like it's one of them albums you can play straight through?
Oh, yeah.
Have people told you that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. I can't wait to listen to it and, you know, hear the whole track. So we actually are going to have a live performance from your boy right over here, if y'all didn't know yet. He's going to be performing one of his songs after this short commercial break, you guys. We will be right back, but stay tuned. We're also getting ready to play a song from Flag. Oh, guys, y'all, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Pain. You know about pain. That's all I know. Sometimes you just gotta embrace it. Even when they don't want you to make it. I just want to try to feel my pain real quick.
Look into my eyes and try to feel my pain. You know how it feels to be left out in the rain. Every day somebody's judging me. Worried about my life or how I live in these streets.
Look into my eyes and try to feel my pain.
Belly shy here, niggas ain't 30 yet, walk around with white hair. When they killed Marshall, I prayed it was a nightmare. Sometimes I go to sleep and I wake up and he be right there. My mind playing tricks on me, my friends wanna hit a lick on me. Gotta watch everybody, they might snitch on me. These OGs even treat me like they big homies. They don't wanna see you eat, they want you on your back and not your feet. Ain't no 401ks in the streets. Ain't no phase when it's beef. Still running for police. I gotta make it rap and I'm walking in hell. Only black people taking up the sale. You deserve to die if they heard you tell. Ain't no money for healthcare, they making more jail. Akron fucked up and it's full of hate. Full of hate. Soon as you eat, they gon' want your plate. They speak horrible about me but don't know my case, bitch. Take them on their last ride, just
look
coming late.
Look into my eyes and try to feel my pain.
You know how it feels to be left out in the rain. Every day somebody's judging me. Worried about my life and how I live in these streets.
Look into my eyes and try to feel my pain.
You know how it feels to be left out in the rain. Every day somebody's judging me. Worried about my life and how I live in these streets.
Do you need first aid CPR training to fulfill a job requirement? Or are you prepared for emergency situations? Well, New Era 330 provides adult and pediatric first aid CPR. We also provide basic life support training in our new program, Family First CPR. So check us out on the web at www.newera330.com or give us a call at 330-983-9240.
If you're anything like me, you have some of your best thoughts and ideas while driving down the road. So what do? You could pull over and frantically search for a pen and paper, but oh no, there's no pen and paper, and now that million-dollar idea is gone. And to add fuel to the fire, now you're late. Well, Ploptic Innovations, LLC, has made your wishes come true. Introducing your vehicle's new best friend, the MotoPal, an awesome steering wheel clipboard attachment that will change your vehicle from an ordinary vehicle to your vehicle's workstation and give you the convenience of having your own personal assistant. The MotoPal also offers multiple attachments to assist you as well. So the next time you get that million-dollar idea or invention, work hard and drive safe. Pull over, jot it down, and thank your pal, the MotoPal. MotoPal can also be offered in different colors and sizes to fit all cars, SUVs, trucks, and semis. So go to MotoPalAuto.com, that's MotoPalAuto.com, and get your vehicle's new best friend today. The MotoPal is a Ploptic innovation.
Okay, guys, we are back and we are here live with Friends Oh Josh. Shout out to our sponsor, Monopile, the Plastic Innovation. Shout out to all our sponsors, you guys. If you guys are looking for any advertisement, y'all want some commercials done, y'all want some social media advertisement, get at us. We do all that. We can come to your events, we red carpet, like interviews, all that. So get at us. Get at us ASAP. All you gotta do is hit the website, earcandyradio.com, candy with a K, and contact us. So, you know, we're trying to get out here real quick before we get back to this interview. I did want to shout out our new shows, you guys. Our new show in Columbus, Ted Williams with the Community Focus. Shout out to him. We were in Columbus last night. We've been everywhere, y'all. It's like everything is kind of running together, but we were just in Columbus last night. Met our new Columbus team, our street team, and met Ted, who does the show. So shout out to Ear Candy Radio. We growing. Hit Columbus. Next is North Carolina. Then Atlanta. We taking over. So get at us. Come back to you, Flamebo guy. And shout out to him, y'all. He was with us before we took over. So shout out to him. Y'all know once we get there, we definitely gonna keep you tied in with us. And I hope the same with you when we get up there. You know, rocking on stage with Flamebo guy. Give us that shout out. Like, yeah, shout out to Ear Candy Radio. You know, all that. So, real quick, you have a lot going on, a lot. You released this album, and you're also going on a radio tour.
Yeah, we're going on a tour. We're going to New York, Philadelphia, Chicago. We just left D.C., and I think the last stop is in Washington to come on the West Coast.
Okay, so how did you end up, like, networking with all those different radio stations that you're going to?
I was working with a guy out of Cleveland, my dude Ed. You know what I'm saying? He plugged me in. He was like, I want you to headline tour. So we're doing it.
Okay, so you're going on with other people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Super dope. Okay, well, I'm excited that you came through your first stop with Ear Candy Radio. Appreciate it. I wish you the best. I'm going to give you some cards so you can give them to them for me because we want to network with them. You know how people be like in competition. I'm trying to network with them. So I just congratulate you for, you know what I'm saying, continuing to be innovative.
Thanks for sure.
Moving is a movement, right? And progress is progress. Moving right. Is slow progress as long as you want progression.
Well, I'm still pushing. Don't
period. Yes. All right. So, what do you have up next after this radio tour? Like, what other projects are you working on right now?
I'm working on another album again.
Okay.
But, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably gonna release that one, put that Kelly Dutch song out on that one, and then I got an artist, KB the Goddess, she about to drop. And then I got I'm about to work on Moodle.
Wow, okay. What, so you got your own record label too?
Yeah, Strictly Street Music. Yeah.
Oh, it's official. He got a chain, y'all. Y'all know how it be. When they get the chain, it's official. So.
I don't want a chain, let's just cash money.
Hey, that's what's up. Okay, so yes, I wish you the best on all that. Make sure we get the inside on that movie so we can help you promote that. Your next album, everything. We're going to promote everything you got going on. So, again, we're going to ask you to do a drop before you leave for the station, off air, not right now, but ready for this performance? All right, y'all, we're going to go to a real quick break, and we're going to get ready for this performance. We'll be right back.
Sandwich and an extra battle with medium fries and a medium soft drink for only $5.99.
Hello, Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Did you say that's a Pepsi okay?
Excuse me?
Of course Pepsi is okay.
Did you say okay?
No.
Okay.
What kind of word is that?
Okay.
Like this.
Busy.
Yeah.
You got somebody over?
No.
God, who that?
Give me that phone. What?
Who is this?
Who am I? You might not know me, but I know you. You feel me?
How?
I just want to tell you something now, bro.
What you want to tell me?
This is both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. Yeah, this both for our bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause this both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause it's both for our bitch.
It's both for our bitch, nigga. You feel me? You ain't gonna leave her alone. I ain't gonna leave her alone, nigga. Whatever you wanna do, pull up. We can get into whatever you wanna get into, you feel me? But let me tell you something for real, though.
I load her with dick, you sitting on trips. This is both for our bitch, know you hate to admit. This is the craziest shit, probably never quit. She play with the dick, swallow babies and shit. You pay bills, I keep you respect. She give me head when she slid through the west. I max her out for the dick and the chest. I smack her ass and I kiss on the neck. We ain't gotta be beefing, I want her on weekends or maybe the fall. We can switch seasons, I hate the winter, so what are you thinking? Back in the spring, after a beating, she sexy as fuck. I can't even cap, can't even trip, you need to relax. GPS on her, you know where she at. Since you wanna save her, you acting whack. I'm the reason that her phone on airplane mode. She don't wanna FaceTime cause she ain't got no clothes. She coming back to you, so don't even trip, ain't that some shit? Shit. This is both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. Yeah, this both for our bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause this both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause it's both for our bitch.
You got a halo. When it's nights like this, I really wanna be right here. I really wanna take you there. When it's nights like this, I really wanna be right here. I really wanna take you there.
It was nights like this, feeling right like this. I never really spent no time like this, huh? Second time at the crib, knowing I might not hit. You said what I look like my bitch, yeah. Looking in your eyes, shit is dangerous. The pussy wet, I call it angel dust. I done put so many diamond chains on you, they get tangled up. I never felt like this, it's strange as fuck. Got your ex nigga calling, but he can't do much. Cause you with the kid now, LMA booed up. And all you gotta do is call and watch that Ray pull up. Under the stars, since they throwing all the shade on us. Fat.
You feel the vibe is contagious. Look in your eyes, it is dangerous. Grateful I had all the patience. I know you're going through some changes. You taking pictures, know your angles. Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we down.
Alright, y'all. So, we're back, but the show is over. It's been real. Shout out to Flames O' God for coming through. Blessing the Ear Candy Radio Studio. Y'all can check him out on his radio tour. I'm sure he'll be posting it. If he sends me the information, I'll blog about it. Definitely, y'all, we gotta make sure we support our artists and our city, because I don't understand why our artists always have to get the support after they make it. Like, let's make sure our artists get the support while they're still in our city before they make it. You know what I'm saying? They need that listener base now. So shout out to you again, Flames O' God. let everybody know how they can find you on all social media platforms.
Just like them flames on God, no spaces, it's going down on everything.
All right, well, thank you again for coming through. We appreciate you, and we will talk to you next time.
It's Candy Radio.
Hey.